These guys are not poker players.
No, they're not. No, no they're not.
It's Mike and Mike from the Mike, Mike and Oscar podcast. Yep. Chaz and AJ in the morning. I want to bring Sage on. He's from North Haven. We met him Friday.
Yeah.
He's a big, like, you know, he's with me. He loves the alien movies. He
right.
loves the stories. He's a believer that we're not here alone.
Exactly, yeah.
He said he was going to see the movie this weekend. I said, make sure you call in. Now we have Mike and Mike here. They both saw Disclosure Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want all you three guys to kind of go back and forth. I'm going to ask this question. Hey, Sage.
Hey.
Is it worth going to the theater?
Uh-oh.
In my opinion, yes. If you're expecting kind of a Independence Day type movie, it's not for you.
Mm.
And that's kind of what I liked more about it. It was a little refreshing. It gave a little bit of a different take on it. A little bit of a spiritual, which I'm actually into. It was just a different take. It was a little refreshing, and I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Nice.
It's still Steven Spielberg. I mean, he's right. got a
It's going to be good.
Full of Oscar-winning, you know, department
Everything.
Heads.
Yeah. These guys didn't answer.
Right.
So
worth going to the theater?
When I left the theater, I was like, holy crap, that thing was great. I thought it was Spielberg's best work in 20 years. And I'm usually the more negative of the two of us.
Okay.
And then we reviewed it. And Mike was like, well, this part of the story sucked. And that part of the story sucked. And really, there was no part of the story here. I'm like, damn, you're right.
The story is driving around Missouri. That's the story. If you enjoy driving around Missouri, you'll enjoy this movie.
Does anybody drive Missouri?
But there were more aliens at the Knicks game.
There was one out in the court.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The commissioner, like you said.
The commissioner's total alien.
Right, right. But Wendy is an
alien.
He was the second last one in Close Encounters.
Right.
It's just not the movie I signed up for. I signed up for an alien movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not Close Encounters. I mean, it's still Steven Spielberg. It's a whistleblower thriller is what it is. And
all right, so wait until it's streaming.
Yeah.
More or less. I mean, yeah, look, if you want to go for like the Spielberg goods, like Mike is saying, like the cinematography is great, the technical aspects, it's Spielberg. There's no other way to say it. It's Spielberg. It's awesome to watch.
No little guy.
Especially on the big screen.
No little guy with a red finger. Ouch.
No.
Not this time. No.
Okay,
no.
But there are aliens in the movie?
There's an alien in the movie.
Yeah, is it the deer or whatever that is?
Yeah, and that's
the animal that's making a noise. It's like,
yeah,
alien.
So clicky people.
All right, here's what I learned from the trailer.
Okay,
okay, life is normal, and then this news reporter is on the air, and she starts going,
yeah,
right.
And then it's like, okay, something's happening here, and like maybe it's communicating through her or something.
Right.
On another storyline. A guy stole some secrets from the government.
You have
worked for the government, stole secrets.
Shouldn't do that.
Right, so now the government's trying to chase him down and kill him. And I can't tell from the trailer if that's storyline and the news reporter are the same storyline.
Okay.
Or they're two separate storylines.
That will make like meet in the middle or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. One guy stole the secrets, and then this woman, and then all of a sudden they whatever.
Right.
And then it turns out they knew each other when they were babies or something.
Mm.
And it's this whole alien thing.
Right.
Chaz, let me tell you, and then
the deer comes over at the end and says, hey, how you doing? I'm Luke. I'm your father.
It's me. It's me.
Did I get this movie?
It's me. I'm in disguise over here.
Not only do you have it. It sounds like you may have taken part in writing it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Look at you.
See, that's why, AJ, I could watch your trailer.
You could.
And I don't even have to watch the movie.
There you go, see?
I could figure out everything from the trailer.
So much money.
And that is, by the way, one of the most complex trailers because he tried to do exactly the opposite, is not give you the story in the trailer.
Right.
Sage, what was your expectation going into the theater? Like, what type of movie were you expecting?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of along the lines of what I got. I mean, you know, obviously I'm not a movie critic. I'm just someone who really enjoys this type of stuff, aliens and things like that. I think it was really intriguing because of the whole Disclosure with the government, right? I think the lineup of the movie is what got people kind of crazed about it. My expectation was a little bit more on the alien aspect. I didn't get quite as much as I wanted. But I do like the wrap above it. I know it's probably against most opinions that I'm seeing. I did like the end of it. I don't want to give too much away, obviously, for people who haven't seen it. But
Yeah. The deer's name was John, by the way.
I mean, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, made a cameo at the end there. So
That's right. You're bringing it full circle.
Wow. Total alien. Total alien.
So you
weren't disappointed.
Good.
Right. I wasn't. I mean, there was a little bit more, you know, it's just
see,
a
your
little
voice
bit more
says you were.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. Your voice says I was, but I don't want to say I was.
Right, right.
I was, but I think there was some cool aspects of it that I've never seen kind of like in a movie with aliens. That's what I did enjoy. I like that. But yeah, definitely a little bit more could have been there.
So did you leave the movie with more questions than answers?
Like why'd they make this?
Where did I park? Like I thought this was going to be like disclosure.
Right.
I'm going to learn everything. I'm going to learn about the ship over here.
Yes.
And that couple from the 50s.
And the
that,
cooking beer.
All that stuff happened. We're going to address all that. We're going to sew it all up and tie it all together. Yes. And then we're going to be like, now
I get it.
We're all aliens.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Something. You don't know how close you are to getting the entire plot of this, by the way.
Wow.
No dramas of movies.
Yeah. Is that the story? Cool. Like, we're all, like, they dropped us off here. We're the misfits of the other planet.
Do we
like
seem normal?
We shot some seeds over here.
We did.
They come back to see us like, whoa, these people are freaks.
We're the sea monkeys in the tank that you forget about.
This was supposed to be pot. That's what happened, isn't it? What are these things? What the hell did you do?
I know it. We're the freaks.
I knew it.
Yep,
I felt like it.
All right, Sage, thank you.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Walking on a cobblestone street over here. I'm just shaking my head around. And the rocks are banging together again.
Somewhere on a planet far, far away, there are intelligent beings. And they look at videos from us on TikTok.
Right.
And they're like, No.
They're not ready to buy that one.
There's some illness down there, and we don't want to be contaminated.
They're not ready yet.
Marconi is flawed.
They still have an award?
Chaz and AJ in the morning. I love when these guys are in.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast. They went out and saw Disclosure Day.
Yes.
And we were talking during the break. You know the problem with the movie had some problems right off the bat because people were saying this is the best thing Spielberg's done in 20 years. Now, when you say
that's
something like
bar.
That,
yeah.
That's like, hey, this is the best thing Jesus Christ has done in a long time.
Right. It's like,
you're like, whoa.
I must
wait a minute. You mean the walking on the water?
Oh,
and
my
the,
God. That wasn't it?
The whole...
Making a blind man
say really?
He turned into a loaf of bread?
The expectation level so high.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking Saving Private Ryan, and the reason why that was so good is you didn't know it was coming.
No.
You went there, and you were like, whoa.
Blown away. By it, yeah.
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 The expectation level's too
this
high. When
you say it's as good as Pepe's is. You know, it's one of those.
Right.
Kind of
things. Yeah. It's just never going to live up to the hype.
Yeah.
So I'll wait until it streams.
Right.
Which is what every movie lover hates to hear.
Yes.
Because you want people in the theaters. You want the shared experience.
With the popcorn smells, everything else.
But you know, I think Ruth has seen this movie, and you guys were talking about it during the break. Obsession?
So good.
It's a great cologne.
So good.
It's a great cologne.
That's right.
You probably put too much of it on.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah. You probably have given a lot of headaches with that. That's the horror movie. Right. Too much obsession. Right. That's the spoof movie.
You light a cigarette, you blow in the flame. What happened? Obsession! But it's not really good
film.
Though.
Yeah.
Lucy?
Yes.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I was listening to you guys. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I even learned English with you.
You did.
Boy, are you screwed up.
So you're going,
boy, we cannot undo that. I've heard this several times. I learned English listening to your show, and I'm like, you say everything wrong.
Right.
People say what a lot. What? What?
Okay, go ahead.
You're saying?
I just want to let you know, I was listening to you, and I heard you guys talking about UFO.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was home. I got home from work. It was beautiful, the sunset. And the sky was incredible. And I'd look up the sky and I saw a metal ball, like a gray color, metal color ball. And it was floating in the air. And then it came closer to my house. And then, you know, I was just thanking the universe for the opportunity to be blessed with this gift. And then suddenly, shoot up in the air, it disappeared. And then I don't see no more and it's gone. Mm. I just thought it was really interesting. And I'm not sure what was it.
Yeah.
But since you guys are talking, I decided to share with you.
Yeah, I saw a ball yesterday. Also got closer. And then it hit me.
Five seconds after it hit you, you put your hand up.
Get it! Wow. That's all. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Lucy, thank you so much
for the
compliment.
Yes, thank you.
I can listen to you speak all day.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, you don't. You don't understand half what I say.
No, I understand.
That's why I like listening to you.
Exactly. It's like talking to one of us.
Yeah. Okay, love you guys.
Love you too.
But that was great about Close Encounters. You saw those alien encounters and it you know, gave you all the magical feelings in the world. And that was not in this movie.
No.
Disclosure Day.
So no making a big mountain out of mashed potatoes and things like that.
No. Yeah. Where are my mashed potatoes?
Right. I see something here.
Easiest callback.
I see something here.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces, mashed potatoes.
Nice.
None of it.
Yeah, we're all hungry for a really good alien movie because of all of the talk and all of the releases from former generals, past presidents.
Pilots.
We're like, we should know more than we do right now.
We should.
And this movie, I thought it was going to like connect a lot of dots. And
nope.
Yeah.
Aston here. Hey, John.
All right, back to Obsession.
Obsession, yes.
So what did that? That costed like $1 million.
They said $1 million at first. They came out, revised it, and said, "Oh, it's a $750,000 movie. It just passed $280 million worldwide.
Wow!
It's the seventh highest grossing horror movie in American box office history. If it enters the top five,
wait, what?
Damn!
Yeah, yeah. It's the seventh highest grossing horror movie that America's ever seen.
Wow!
Number seven right now,
above The Exorcist, Jaws. I mean, that's adjusted for inflation, but it's up there with the Sixth Sense, Sinners, and Best Picture.
It's probably going to be the Best Picture.
Bill and Ted. Yep.
Really?
Yep. It's 26-year-old that started on basically TikTok and YouTube.
Curry Barker
is his name. Just got a $750,000 loan to do this movie, knocked it out of the park. It's so good. How he made it look as good as it is for that low of a budget is incredible in and of itself. It has one of the best performances of the year with this young girl named Indy Navaretti, who plays the obsessed girlfriend, who is out of this world good. You have to see this movie, Chaz. I think you would love it.
She's not acting.
Oh, you sold me. I'm going.
Wow. It's twisted. Don't get me wrong. It's a little twisted.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
That's if I go to a horror movie, I want to be horrified.
Yep.
You got to live up to the freak flag here.
Yep. Yeah.
It's that person you dated years ago. Yeah.
Basically.
Wear the cologne.
Wow. Wear your obsession.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this is what we want. You know, you want to go to the movies and be excited and say, I've never seen anything like that, or I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Its fifth weekend box office was more than its first.
That's the other thing. Talking about E.T.
That tells you everything you need to know.
It's the first movie since E.T. to go up in box office its first three weekends in theaters.
Mm.
No movie has done that since the 80s.
Wow.
And Obsession Day, opening on 2,000 plus screens.
Wow.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And that movie and Backrooms is mostly responsible for why people are actually going to the theaters. Like we talked about, Disclosure Day's numbers, maybe it's not great historically speaking, but for 2026, like overperforming and getting $45 million in its first weekend in America, that's a big deal right now.
That is a big deal. Especially when you could just wait for streaming.
You could.
And everyone's paying $1 million a month in streaming services. Keith.
Hey, guys. How are you? Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Hello.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Calling in just to state, I haven't seen the movie yet. I would like to go see it just because it's a Spielberg movie. But with the interest of aliens and things like that, we have Independence Day, right? We have literally the movie Aliens. We're talking about movies that, like, aliens are not seen during the movie, right? So a movie called, The Signs, right, with Mel Gibson, you don't see that alien until the last 3 minutes of the movie. But it scares you the entire time.
Really?
Just wanted to bring that up and just kind of like, kind
that's
of talk
a tin
on that.
On
like,
the head.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did have that scene. Yeah. And maybe it would have been better if you don't see the alien at the end.
It's actually Mel Gibson.
I agree. So I didn't see the movie. When I saw Signs, I didn't realize you see the alien in the reflection of the TV first before you actually see the alien.
That's
and
right.
That is more scary before seeing the alien.
That's right.
Wow.
If they had kept that camera on him with just that, I think it would have been more effective.
Yeah. That's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
Movie,
it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he always wants to do some like ending you didn't see coming.
Yeah.
That became this like the magic trick.
Yeah.
And this after one, a while, it's absolutely. Like, all right, just make a movie.
It felt a little too neat, this one, the way it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me, what happened at the end?
She's leaving the cups of water around. Yeah. And then
the baseball player kind of thing. Yeah.
Swing away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
the
water,
alien
right?
with the baseball bat, the waterfalls, and like, oh, the water's toxic to the alien.
They're allergic to water.
Oh. That's right. It's kind of like the music in Mars Attacks.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a dumb invasion from the start. Yeah. Very dumb.
Thank you, Keith.
Hey, AJ, just to reach out, AJ, cancer survivor myself back in 2009. Keith, power to you, buddy. Rooting for you.
Thanks so much, man.
Dude, God bless
Thank
you,
man.
Dude. Dude, Keith.
Thank you.
Good for you, man.
Thank you, man. A lot of people calling in thoughts on movies. We have Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast in studio. But one of the Mikes is a big Knicks fan.
Yes.
And he is like, look at him. He's all like,
elated.
He is giddy.
He's elated.
And the other Mike is a Celtics fan, and he's annoyed. And this is just, I just want to marinate in this for a minute.
You said giddy. I think I called him insufferable. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I can't stop smiling.
There you go.
You were born in 83?
Yeah, 84.
Okay. 84, yeah.
84, you never saw them win.
No.
This is,
not only that, we saw them lose in heartbreaking fashion for years.
And it was great. It was perfect.
How dare you? How dare... No, and then, yeah.
It's a long car ride.
So if you're into like the movie Rudy or sports things or how people can motivate you, look up this James Dolan speech that he gave to the team.
Hell yeah.
As they were going, it was right before the shootout and right as they were going to go into it. And he did this whole thing about 10 weeks and you don't know how your life will change. If you win this championship, you will forever be referred to as a champion.
World champion, yeah.
And even if you become president of the United States, people will still introduce you as a Knicks champion.
Right, right.
You'll be in the rafters forever.
Yeah.
This is a sacrifice. It's only 10 weeks. It's not something you could do 3 weeks in.
No.
It's something you have to start right now, today. It has to be your diet. It has to be your practice. It has to be. And he goes into this. It was like... Like, where did this come from? This is not the James Dolan. Really? He had this inside of him? It was like this military kind of Rudy kind of speech.
Yeah.
And then he said, and your wives, you go and thank them for me. And you tell them that when we win, I'm going to buy them all rings too because they're sacrificing. And he
Incredible.
Said, you may even want to think Spartan-like and not have sex for 10 weeks.
Wow.
Just so you have that edge. You know, he goes, you know about the Spartans, right? Well, they didn't have sex, so they would have the edge.
Right.
You may want to have the edge.
Right.
And you may want your wife to know this is going to be your life for the next 10 weeks.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. And we're going to give them rings as well for their sacrifice.
Right.
It was really... It's like mind-blowing. Like it's a 15-minute speech, and it's worth watching, and you should go and check it out.
So the Spartans, he clearly never had with Stefan Marbury. Right?
No.
So the Spartans have used Trojans.
He used all of his poise on that speech, though, because you saw him on the podium. He was a total whack job again.
Yeah.
New York, sorry, it took so long, but here it is. Yay! I got a trophy. Yay!
That man's worth billions.
I don't know what was a funnier podium moment. Like that, or the commissioner like squirming away
Bat boy.
It again.
Bat boy.
After he hands the trophy over, he squirms off like I'm going back to my alien ship now. He kind of slithers into the crowd.
There's crack in the wall over here.
All this time I thought it was cock.
That is also worth a watch, by the way. Oh. All right. So congratulations to you, Mike.
Thank
and
you.
Sorry to
Thank
you, Mike.
You. Thank you. I need it.
Did you just get mail?
I got mail. He was not great for a long time. And, you know, he's really
came around.
He's grown into the leader that you need to be to manage and run a New York team.
Oh, yeah. He was consistently identified as the problem. He was the, it was not the talent, it was not the coaches, it was not the general, it was, he was the problem.
He said, no, it ain't.
His father owned Cablevision.
Yeah.
His father was a tremendous business tycoon.
Yeah.
And then he gets all these things, and we all viewed him as someone who was like, okay,
the
you got
kid.
Daddy's
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
Yay! Yay!
I'd say yay, too.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but he put that sphere together.
Yeah, he's on a roll.
That is the greatest concert venue on the planet.
Yeah.
He did that. There's a practice unit in California, but it's a fraction of the size.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big operation.
Yeah.
People are flying in from all over the world to go and experience that.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks, like, he's on a roll.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
There were players that did not want to come to the Knicks for a while because of the type of person that he was and the way the team was run. So whatever they've done in the last 3-4 years, like, that's out the window now. It went away so quickly.
Yeah, he was getting in a lot of heat recently about kicking people out, like having cameras
Oakley.
And facial ID and then throwing people out.
Yeah, the Charles Oakley moment was really ugly. A lot of fans will really never forgive the moment. You know, having a championship is nice, but Charles Oakley's a legend. And he was awful to him.
Mm.
I can't go back.
Well, you know, Steinbrenner has those stories, too. There's no leader in industry who does not have stories where it's like, well, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
That's the
nature of the beast.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
There's carnage behind your wake of success.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Spielberg has those stories.
That's
People
right.
tell stories about him like
that's
that.
True. James Cameron.
Well, yeah. People tell a lot more about
Jesus.
James Cameron.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of movies, Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast here. Ryan in Bristol.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I know we were talking about some of those wild movies where you like you don't see the alien, like the guy that mentioned Signs. Another M. Night Shyamalan video that's not aliens, but if you've ever seen the movie The Village.
Yes.
Where they're like they're set in like a colonial times village out in the middle of like a forest or some shit.
Some stuff. Yes.
Yeah, they dress them up like skinwalkers or something like that with like dead animals, and you don't see it until like the end of the movie.
That movie's grown on me over the years.
I was going to say it's had like a renaissance.
It's come around.
I still hate it.
Yeah, I hated it.
I was like that whole time. I just wanted to like I wanted to turn that place into a smash house.
Oh.
Like, not only stole my money but stole my time.
Right.
And you're living on a conservation.
Like
what?
And the popcorn sucks.
Get out of here. Oh, that's I was a. Off his bandwagon, I was like,
I did it.
Yeah. Skinwalker, huh?
Sorry, I'm back.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then it was Lady in the Water, which was no better.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, the beach.
The monkeys.
Or old or whatever that one was.
Yeah.
He's lost a little bit.
Is there any television show you guys are watching? What are you guys watching? Thank you, Ryan.
I haven't yet gotten into Widow's Bay. I know we talked about this last time. I just got a text this morning from my buddy who lives in South Korea. He's like, hey, if you got Apple TV, you got to check out Widow's Bay.
I'm it's
like,
really that good, though.
You're the billionth person to tell me. I got to dive in. I have.
Yeah, it's like a hard cider, Widow's Bay. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Obsessed
right.
with Widow's Bay.
Widow's Bay.
Widow's Bay.
How many seasons?
This is the first one.
Oh.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to the finale yet. I think that's tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
What's it about?
So it's an island in New England, and they're trying, when you come to the island, the mayor is trying to get people to visit so that they can, it's a little like Jaws, the beginning of Jaws.
Not that kind of island. No?
Not even
done
a little.
New England style. Oh. Let me take off this flannel.
By the way.
No, this show is good.
It's like Jaws. They need the tourists to get their money to do the things on the island they want to do. And while the mayor is like very just like focused on dollars and like logic, there's a bunch of people in town. They're like, you don't even understand this island. And you're like, what? Like, you're just a drunk. And then things start to happen. And you're like, oh, maybe we should be listening to the crazy people.
Right. The drunk was right. Yeah.
It's almost like Friday the 13th.
It merges a lot of those things together. You'll see nods.
You're going
to
die.
Classic horror.
Go back.
They throw in a lot of like little Easter eggs and I don't want to say cameos, but you know, they'll throw a character in that you're like, oh, I don't know who that character is, but I know where they're from.
Why is Scooby-Doo here?
But at the same time, it's also hilarious.
It is.
But it's not forced and it's not It's
unintentionally funny.
Brilliant. It's brilliantly written and acted. The whole cast is fantastic.
It's from a Parks and Rec writer with Ruth Fulham. Yeah. Oh. But I also saw an interview yesterday that I guess it started originally as an episode for Parks and Rec as well. That yes, he kind of just parlayed into this whole thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Widow's Bay.
I had to pause and rewind because there's a moment where the mayor is yelling at one of the town drunks. And he's being arrested and driven away in the police vehicle. And as he's driving away, you hear him still yelling at the mayor. I was laughing so hard. I was like, I'm missing every... I need to hear the words.
I've done that.
All right, I'm going to look this one up.
He's like a half mile away. He's like, you heard him. You heard what he said to me.
Chaz and AJ.
Oh, hi. I was hoping they could tell me if it's worth going to see Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was quick.
I nearly walked out.
Oh, my God.
How hard?
Almost walked out.
Right.
I nearly walked out. And I don't walk on anything. Yeah, I see everything.
Yes.
I got a subscription service.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I nearly walked out. It was just the silliest thing.
Wow.
It was cartoon, you know, Rock'em Sock'em and... Oh, God. And they're trying to make this big drama out of it.
So no Oscar for them.
I like the last one more. This
was... My husband, I mean, we're both at the same age where we grew up with the video games.
Sure. Yeah.
We saw the first two. And so when these other ones were coming out, he's like, we have to go to the theater. And I'm like, but
apparently
the theater's so expensive. Right. It's not worth it.
It's starting to feel like the Fantastic Four. They just keep trying to make the movie, and nobody has just done it
right. No one's nailed it.
Right. It just hasn't happened exactly right. It can happen. I think everybody that is a fan thinks like, there's something here that's definitely worthy of being on a movie
screen.
Well,
how hard is that story to make? I mean, you just got to follow the video game. It's right there.
Tournament.
Yeah. I want to see Immortal Kombat.
Oh.
All right, thank
you. What about the new Masters of the Universe?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, we love the 80s.
I'm afraid to see it.
Cheesy. 80s stuff with Dolph Lundgren, but what about this one?
It's gotten a lot of good reviews. A lot of the reviews have been...
Did I let him drag me to that one?
Yeah, a lot of the reviews have been like, hey, I didn't expect it to be that fun.
Yeah,
that's been like the tenor.
Oh, really?
Cheese, go for it.
Oh, okay. I could have done with that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
What did we just do?
real quick, Toy Story 5.
Going to be huge.
Going to break records. It's supposed to debut as Pixar's biggest film ever. It might be on track for the highest grossing movie of the year. It's going to open at like 150 to 175 million.
How do you know that already?
There's all that information out there.
The pre-sales.
Yeah. The pre-sale tickets?
It says here you'll get a Woody.
Leave it to you.
What?
Like everything's got to be creepy. Not one thing. You can't leave one thing alone.
That was clever.
A side of creepy.
That was clever.
That's 5-year old clever.
That was clever.
And that's the AJ difference, right?
Woody is a dog.
I know.
It's supposed to be like gangbusters, which I guess makes, summer blockbuster, bring the kids, family, you get to get them the AC for a couple hours, makes sense, but it's going to be huge.
The kids have a lot of movies in the next few weeks.
Nice.
It's Toy Story 5. It's Minions versus Monsters. It's Moana. Yeah, family movies.
The live action Moana.
With the Rock.
Disney's not waiting the 30 years anymore. They're like, this was 10 years ago. Right. We're going to do it.
Nice.
Supergirl, we'll see. But yeah, there's 4 or 5 big ones.
Supergirl, I'm not on that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are expecting meh-ness, which
could go
we'll see. Yeah, but it was supposed to be a big one for Warner Brothers. It's going to finish well behind Toy Story.
Did you see Supergirl? The trailer came out. They had to already explain how she has her ears pierced if she's bulletproof.
I did see that. I did see that last night. Yeah,
everyone was like, "What the hell, man? That shouldn't be possible."
It was done on Krypton.
This is when you have...
That's exactly what they said.
Duh.
It's when you have the suits involved.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You need the cartoon.
In their own planet, they're fine.
The comic nerds.
Yes.
Not the suits.
Right.
Mike and Mike, always a pleasure. Thank you. If you like movies, if you love movies, you're going to love their podcast. Mike and Oscar. Thank you.
Our pleasure, man.